Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Hsu.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Hsu.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to give you five likely reasons why your landing page isn't converting. And guess who's going first?
I'll go first. So reason number one, your landing page doesn't answer the objections people have. I was talking with an amazing copywriter. His name is Frank Kern. And, you know, he's just run a ton of amazing copy over the years. You should check out some of his stuff. Like, he even has some copy comparing how there isn't much of a difference between BMW and a Rolls Royce or Bentley. There's a crazy cool video on it, but just amazing copywriter. And one of the best things I learned from him that really helped boost my conversions over the years, Neil, you don't have to be an amazing copywriter to get more conversions. He's like, just figure out what objections people have. If you don't know, survey them and just answer them within your landing page. And he's like, that's the easiest way to increase conversions. And he's spot on.
Yep. I used to think a lot of these things around copywriting, they seem to be difficult or concepts that are hard to understand. But when you start to actually understand, when you start to read some copywriting books, you understand human psychology, it becomes a lot easier. So let me give you an example. One of our programs, consulting school, we were driving ads. The cost per acquisition was good. The numbers, the metrics looked good. But for whatever reason, we weren't getting more qualified applications, right? We wanted more qualified applications. And so we had this one video. So I'm actually using the video as a landing page, as a sales page. So yes, your video can be a sales page. It can be a sales letter sometimes. It's the same concept, right? Because you're trying to convince someone to do something. So what I did, our old video, it taught a lot of things, right? But it wasn't touching upon people's fears. It wasn't touching upon what their dreams were. It wasn't touching upon a lot of these different things. But we also have to talk about confirming their suspicions as well. So there's a lot of these different things. And that helps drive emotions out of people. And when I did that, when I converted the video over to that, basically now we're paying maybe like $2,000 for a qualified application, which is way too much, by the way. Now we're down to about $200 or so. But that is the difference between changing things up and trying to identify with how people are feeling, right? If you can touch upon all of these here, I'm trying to pull up my thing over here to actually give you what they are, but I'll pull that up in a second. I'm like going through my notes right now. I'm going to pull that formula up for you, but I'm going to pass it back to you, Neil, but that's my number two. So
number three, you're not thinking about all the times or all the ways that people can not convert. So they could just leave because they're not happy with the page. Maybe they didn't scroll down long enough. Maybe they're not happy with the offer, whatever it may be. There's a lot of reasons that people just don't buy. The majority don't buy. So what I do is I think about the landing page as exit points. Okay. How can I put like a top bar and really hook them in and draw them in so that way they want to read the rest of the copy? If they want to leave, how can I hook them with the exit pop-up? If I have their email and they left, how can I send them a webinar and try to get them back and educate them on the benefits of whatever I'm selling so then that way they're more likely to buy? So think about all the reasons people can leave the page or why they may leave the page. I'm not talking about just objections, but other ways to sell them. And the easiest way to start is exit pop-ups. If you add an exit pop-up within your landing page, you typically will increase your conversions. That's an example of how someone, you know, they leave. Last dish effort, you make an offer, some of them are going to take it, even if it's 1% or 2%.
To Neil's point earlier, if you want to be able to ask good questions to find out what people's objections are, you know, in the tech world, people call this customer development. And just the other day, I was talking with the CEO of a company called Levels Health, and he did 600 of these customer development calls. And you just learn how to ask these questions without trying to add leading questions. But if you want a template on this, there's a book called The Mom Test, which I recommend to everyone. Check out The Mom Test, and you'll be able to take what people use in the tech industry and use it to do research. And that will help you identify what objections are and that will guide your messaging. So that's a little bonus. The framework I was talking about earlier, I renamed it to FADES, but here's what you're trying to do. You're trying to allay people's fears. You are trying to tell them it's okay. Like, you can confirm their failures, but say, hey, look, it's okay. You can talk about their dreams, right? Everyone wants to talk about dreams. Label enemies, right? You look at ClickFunnels all the time, they're labeling enemies. Like, you know, the intro to his podcast interview is talking about, you know, people cheating and taking on VC, right? I'm pretty sure he doesn't necessarily hate people that take on VC, but you have to have an enemy, right? Suspicions, confirming them. So I just made it really easy for myself. If I can remember this acronym, FADES, I'm good to go. So my last one from my side, this is number four, is I've talked about the concept from Breakthrough Advertising, and that book you can actually pick up for about $100-$125 now if you Google it. I think someone bought the rights. But when you think about your landing page, your sales letter, or your video, whatever you're using, think about it this way. And we got this from Digital Marketer. It's upside. That's UPSYD. All right. So you take people from unaware to problem aware to aware of a solution to aware of your solution. And then you give them a deal. All right. So I'm going to repeat that one more time before I pass it back to Neil. When people go through your long form sales page, or it could be a video, you can take them from literally unaware, problem aware, solution aware, your solution aware, so that's your product, and then give them a deal at the end. And that's the beauty. You can do that in a sales page, in the landing page. You can do that with the video as well, but that completes the loop. And that's the beauty of where we are with advertising and conversion today.
Yeah. And one of the simplest things is when it comes to your landing page and why it's not converting, a lot of people don't look at their price and their offer. If it's too expensive compared to the competition, you're probably not going to do that well, especially right now. So many people are price sensitive, whether it's B2B, B2C, e-commerce, it doesn't matter. So think about your price and your offering and how you are going against your competition. If you're super expensive, well, you better make it a way to seem that you're higher quality, more luxury, etc. Because if you don't, then why would people pay that premium? If you're lower price point, you usually won't get back too many objections other than some people may think the quality is not there. So you want to make sure that you have good reviews and social proof, but really think about your offering and how you're positioning your price, because that makes a huge impact on your conversions. Like, you can have the best copy, you can have the best story, you can have everything done right, but if your product is just priced inaccurately or your service is priced inaccurately, it's not going to convert.
Yeah, I'll double down on that. I mean, you know, people talk about making the irresistible offer. So it doesn't matter how good you are as a marketer. If you don't have something that is a no-brainer, I think Russell Brunson likes to say it's got to be 10x or 100x the value, then you don't really have something that's irresistible. So that is it for today. Before we go, text us 310-349-3785. Don't do this while you're driving, okay? 310-349-3785. Neil and I will give announcements. Sometimes we like to ask for feedback as well. We send a text like once a week max. We don't like to bother you that much. But that is it for today, and we will see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.